Thursday afternoon, Z99, and it's Mark here as always through till 7. And in these challenging times, we try and do our best, don't we, to help out others around us. And one of the great things about business here in Cayman is they're suffering as well as we're suffering, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It is a challenging time and everyone's doing the best they can to adapt. And the fine people at RE/MAX have come up with a way of helping people of the Cayman Islands. That's what it's about, right? And it's called In This Together campaign. That's what it's called. And I don't think you can get a name that's more encompassing than In This Together, because we are all in this together as a community, as a nation, as an island. And I've got James Bavell on the phone with me from RE/MAX, and he's going to tell me all about what In This Together is. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. And nice to hear from you. Like I said, what strange times we're living in at the moment, but we're all doing our best, and I know the whole team at RE/MAX is soldiering on.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can in a lockdown environment.
And obviously there are people that are struggling more than others, and RE/MAX has come up with this great campaign. It's called In This Together. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, it's exactly what you said. I mean, we were wondering, you know, obviously at times like this, one of the concerns that we had was just that things that hurt the most when markets or the environment changes so drastically like this are the charities at the end of the day, and they're dealing with the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we recognized that, and we thought, you know, maybe having a campaign where we're driving attention and raising awareness and trying to get others involved. And, you know, the real plan was to try and get other companies to get on board and also step up to the mark and donate. And obviously over the last sort of couple of weeks, you started to see some really, really big ones starting to happen, which is great. And I think, you know, that's what needs to happen. We need the community. You know, if you're in a position to go and help and you can, then, you know, this is a really great way to do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, we recognize that obviously, you know, it starts with someone looking at it, and you go into a crisis or a challenge like this, naturally, you're going to think of, you know, yourself and your family first and those immediately around you, and how do you protect them? How do you look after them? How do you pay your bills and all of these things? And so, you know, there's a lot of people that are obviously under a lot of pressure and a lot of stress and challenges.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so ultimately, there are those that are maybe in a better position and so are able to go and help others. And so we're trying to just bring attention to that and really encourage companies, because obviously this is not going to last forever. And, you know, our businesses should be able to weather the storm at the end of the day. And so the idea was to try and give back to the community and get funds out to where they're best needed.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the things that always strikes me about the community here in Cayman as a whole is whether people have got a lot or a little, the generosity of spirit of Cayman is always huge, isn't it?
Mark, I mean, you nailed it, man. I mean, that's one of the most beautiful things I think about Cayman. You know, I think the thing that I always said before, I mean, it's funny, I'm going to just recognizing that, is that when a company here in Cayman goes and donates to a charity, right, there's no tax benefit.
Yeah.
It's not like in the US or other countries around the world where you can write off a portion of it against your taxes.
Yes.
You know, this is direct contribution. And a lot of things are the charities themselves are giving time, you know, which is hugely valuable.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't get that back, you know.
And it's interesting to know, isn't it, that, you know, like you say, you made a very salient point earlier that at the moment we're all kind of a little bit self-absorbed with our own problems, because we've all got them, because it, like you say, it's challenging times. But then you stop and pause for a minute, and there's people like Meals on Wheels that are still going around Ireland making sure that the vulnerable and the elderly and people that desperately need assistance are still getting it even now.
Yep, no, absolutely. And it's absolutely critical, because, I mean, those people are all on the front line as well, right? So, you know, they're out there and moving around in an environment like this and working really, really hard. And they need the help and the support from the community in being able to help the people who are most vulnerable.
And one wonderful thing, I know you guys at RE/MAX have already put a big donation in the pot of $2,500 to Meals on Wheels, who provide, like I say, those hot meals to the vulnerable and people that are elderly, and many people across Ireland that are struggling in this time as well. They do a fantastic job, and we'd like more and more businesses and more people, individuals, if they can spare it, to get involved as well. Tell us how people can get involved with the campaign of We're In This Together and where they can donate.
Okay, so first of all, go to www.inthistogether.ky. All right, so okay. There's a blog there and a site link. So right there, it has all the information. What happened was that Kim and I basically put up $25,000 to kick it off.
Yeah.
And so we're committing that as a minimum. Our agents have subsequently gone and decided that they want to match it. So they're working on raising funds and contributing to raise an additional $25,000. That's their goal. And then what we're doing is we're asking the public to do donation match campaigns. So for example, with Meals on Wheels, we said we'd donate $2,500, and we had two donations that came in each for $1,000. I mean, it doesn't have to be the full amount. It just has to be something. And kindly, you know, Integrity, a local company, IT company, went and donated $1,000. And then a couple went and donated $1,000 as well. Melanie Blaine and her husband, Russ Goldenberg, which was, you know, really, really
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
And you know, that's what it's all about, right? And so ultimately, so I guess at the end of the day, right now, our goal is really to try and raise $100,000. You get, you know, 50 between us and the agents at RE/MAX, and you get another 50,000 from the public. Plus, you know, we're really hoping that there are more people going to jump on it. And we're also going to be logging other people's donations as well within the community. So it's not necessarily that they're doing it with us or via us. But I think it's important that people have a place where they can go and we post other information, whether it's, you know, pledges. We also have good news for the community. We have ideas for staying connected. We have news stories there. We have motivational posts as well, with ideas on how to stay positive and keep moving. You know, offers for both businesses and individuals directly to help the community. Entertainment, sure. Obviously. So, you know, there's lots of other things that are there. And the idea is to kind of have one place where you can go and get a little bit of information and see some of the people who are giving back. And
I think it's a wonderful idea, James. It's almost like an online community center, really. Isn't it? InThisTogether.ky. You can go there, you can find out about donating, you can get advice on some local community issues and things that are affecting the whole of Cayman at the moment. And I think it's important to stress once again, James, is it's not about how much you can give. It's not about whether you can donate $1,000 or $10,000. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar, it doesn't matter if it's $1,000. Every single penny goes to help people and services here in Cayman.
Absolutely. That's all that matters, you know, at the end of the day. And we understand that there are some people who are not in a position to give. So, you know, there's no pressure.
That's right. But do you know
that's
what?
Not the idea we're under enough pressure, I think.
Yeah, that's right. But do you know what? Even spreading the word is a wonderful donation of spirit, isn't it? Because
absolutely.
If you're just spreading the word and sharing the information, you are donating by making people more aware, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, so we did Meals on Wheels. We got 4,500 that went to them.
Yeah.
We just started another one for Kiwanis for their homeschool lunch program.
Amazing.
So we put up 2,000, so we're just hoping that we get others committing to that. And then you're going to find other charities as well, like the Cayman Food Bank will donate to Feed Our Futures, another one that we've got on our list.
Yeah, it's a very multifaceted campaign, isn't it? Because it spans many different areas, like I say, in these very challenging times that we're all facing at the moment. So just remind everyone where they can go and how they can donate to this amazing cause that we've got going on at the moment. It's called In This Together is the hashtag. In This Together KY is the hashtag. If you want to do something and post about it on social media, we'd love you to do that as well. Just remind people, James, finally, where they can go to donate and get more information.
Absolutely, Mark. Okay, www.inthistogether.ky. And also, by the way, I mean, there is a frame you can get on Facebook that you can actually have that as a frame. You'll see our agents, you know, we've all framed ourselves with the
lovely. I love that. Yeah. So on your profile picture, you can put a frame and In This Together frame around it.
Yep, exactly.
I love that. That's a great idea as well. James, as always, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you to the whole RE/MAX team. I mean, not just yourself. It's a big team at RE/MAX. All the agents are doing their bit as well. All the people in the office. I know it's been a huge concerted effort. We thank you on behalf of the community and all of us here at Hurley's Media as well for doing something in these challenging times that's just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Mark, for your time, man. It's a real pleasure.